And special it is indeed. And we have here with us Jingyoung Hu, who is the founder of the Philadelphia Young Pianists Academy. And it's a busy day for you.
Yes, it's a very busy day. Today is actually our fifth day of the A-Day Festival. And it has been absolutely wonderful because the artists that come here, such as Gary Graffman and Jeroen Lowenthal and Simona Dinesen, just play her beautiful Bach Gober variations last night. And, you know, the guest speakers from Opus 3, Matthew Oberstein from Gilmore Festival, up here, von der Westhausen, just arrived in Philadelphia. And yesterday we had our preliminary round of the competition and the judges selected three finalists, and they're here with us today. And it just has been such a wonderful festival. Yeah.
And so tell us about this competition. It's very important, and it's not that old, correct?
Yeah, actually, the festival, the Philadelphia Young Pianists Academy, this year is our sixth year. But only up to last year, I decided to put in the competition because, you know, I came from the competition world. I enter so many competitions and since I was a young child. And I always have this love and hate relationship with the word competition. And I won a bunch of them. They give me opportunities. But of course, when you compete, it's nervous. You're put on the spot. And oftentimes, if you don't feel mentally strong enough, it can destroy you because you feel like you're not good enough. So I really struggle with wanting to put this competition or not. And I decided that I think it's so important to give them this opportunity because with competition, they want to do their very best. And it kind of puts you, like you, more pressure in a way to do your, like to go to your very top limit. And also the competition comes with prizes. And with our competition, for example, they play in the final round, final concert on Sunday. They get a concerto concert for the next season. They get a recital concert in New Jersey with a Parfing Cultural Forum. And they also get full scholarship to attend next year's PYPA, as well as being able to come to the live broadcast today. And just yesterday, after the preliminary round, I was able to convince one of the judges to book two additional concerts for the three of them for 1920 season. And because, you know, performances are a young artist's best friends, because only through concerts will they grow, and through live performances will they, you know, get used to the stage. So I think it's so important.
Yeah. And why don't you introduce our guests today?
Okay. So we have three young pianists with us today. Sarah Twain from San Jose, and Sophia Liu, who lives in Montreal, and Yanzuo Nicole Liu, who lives, actually, she's between places because she used to live in Philadelphia but just got into the pre-college division at Juilliard, so she's actually moving to New York. And the first performer we'll hear tonight is Sarah Duan, and she's 16 years old, and she will be playing the Mendelssohn Variation Series for us today.
Thank you.
music of Mendelssohn, the Serious Variations, performed in our WRTI performance studio by Sarah Twan, 16 years old. It must be great for you, young musicians, to just play so we can enjoy the music. You're not being judged at all. It's just for fun.
Yeah, it must be so exciting to come to WRTI to be able to play for live radio and also live on Facebook.
Right. And yeah. It's the first time you've been here without playing.
Yes.
But you're playing tonight.
I am playing tonight. I have a chamber music concert tonight. But, you know, I thought I must be here to support them. And WRTI is such a special place for me. You know, the album and it's everybody here is just super, super wonderful. So, yeah.
And who's our next guest today?
Okay, our next guest is Sophia Liu. And she is very special because she is 9 years old. And when she first sent her tapes to me to the festival for the audition, I look at her tape and I said, she's wonderful, but she's 9 years old. We have never had someone so young in the festival ever. But then we discussed and said, we cannot penalize somebody for being young. And here she's in the final of the competition. And Sophia was born in Shanghai in China. She moved to Japan when she was 2 years old, and now she lives in Montreal, Canada. And she's going to play for us The Waltz from the Faust Opera by Grenon by Liszt.
Thank you.
Music of Charles Gounod, filtered through Franz Liszt, the waltz from the opera Faust, performed here live by Sophia Shuya Liu, who is nine years old. Well, I try to remember what I was doing at nine. It wasn't playing Liszt, that's for sure.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see young people play music. If everyday life is filled with music, we can have so much less, you know.
That's right, I agree.
You know, the world would be so much more peaceful, and yeah, it's full of beauty. And it's wonderful to hear them play. Yeah.
And who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Yanzhuo Nicole Liu, who was born in Shenyang in China and studied in China until the age of 13. And she has performed in many competitions and recently performed at the Carnegie Hall. And she got into Juilliard pre-college division, is going in there in the fall. And she's going to play for us the Schumann Avec Variations.
The Abegg Variations of Schumann, performed live in our studio by 16-year-old Nicole Yu. And this will probably be the only day that you three will not hear applause after your performances. So don't get used to it. You're going to hear applause plenty of times.
Yeah, actually, they play in the final round of the competition tomorrow a full concerto with a second piano. And I guess one will be chosen for the concerto prize, which will be with the orchestra next season. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for coming. Sophia, Sarah, Nicole, and thank you, Jingyong.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you, WRTI, for having our young artists and having PI here.